It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truettes.
Hello, tuck shoppers. This is Sam Lowes.
Hello, tuck shoppers. This is Rosie Burgess.
And we are the Tuck Shop Ladies, and welcome to Truettes, the podcast.
Hello, tuck shoppers. Well, hello,
what you got
tuck
cooking?
Shoppers.
What you got
cooking? Tuck shoppers.
Usually I know where you're going to go. Just then, I'm going to be really honest, because I'm not honest usually.
Yeah, well, tell me
what. Tell me what, so, yeah. To tell you the truth,
damn,
I didn't know where you were going to go there.
We've fallen straight there.
I did not know you were going to go there.
You know what we have? We realised today we've been spending quite a lot of time together over the last,
yeah,
I don't know, 18 months or
Would
something.
Would you say A, way too much, B, a little too much, C, all of the above too much?
D, just the right amount too much.
Oh, that's so sweet. I don't feel that.
But the fact that we've been spending, I mean, we've always spent a lot of time together, that is the case, but the fact that we've spent this much time together and we still don't always know exactly what the other person's going to say.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that though. Oh, I just chose the wrong top to wear to do this recording. I am H-O-T.
You were H-O-T in any top.
No, because I'm going to have sweat pits from hell, but guess what? Who's the only one who's going to see them? You. And Ruby.
And the Doog.
Hey,
I've got to hit the right button here.
Ooh, we're catching up with me this week.
That's it.
So let me tell you about me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about you, but just after me. So what's been happening, Burge?
Do you know what's happened to me this week? It started last week, actually. We had Gran's afternoon tea for lunch, I think we had. Yeah. So, you know, like...
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition. My gran made the world's most impressive afternoon teas. Didn't matter what time of day you arrived at her house, you would have afternoon tea.
Yeah.
And the spread was enough to feed the whole of our suburb.
Even if you said, we've just finished dinner, you'd get over there and there'd be
the afternoon tea spread.
The grandiosis of spreads.
Oof. I've done the 9:30 in the morning pop in, her hair, not mine, in rollers.
Oh, yeah.
And like afternoon tea on the table.
And what's on it? Just quickly go through it.
Oh, you've got, you've got the
triangle sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Like,
with the soft white bread.
Soft white bread with lettuce sprinkled on top. You've got chocolate teddy bear biscuits, chocolate cake, olive dip, olives.
Barbecue shapes.
She loved little croissants with honey. Mm-hmm. So our tradition is once a year when we think about Gran on the day of her death or her birthday, we have Gran's afternoon tea to celebrate.
For
dinner, for lunch.
Just on a side note.
For breakfast.
I love how you say croissant.
Croissant?
Yeah, you say it so sexy.
You say croissant.
It's a croissant.
Anyway, when we had it the other day, I suddenly found myself feeling obsessed with chocolate cake.
Yeah,
and
you sure have.
All I've been thinking about is like chocolate cake. I've been baking chocolate cake.
Yep.
I made you buy a chocolate cake.
You're making me eat the chocolate cake. And you know what? I've got to say, I'm not a cake fan. You know that.
But today we had chocolate cake and you put jam on your chocolate cake.
The only reason I did that is because when I went to get the milk out to make the tea to go with the chocolate cake, the first thing I saw was the jam and it said, put it on the cake. It could have been mustard the first thing I saw and I probably would have done it.
Well, I must admit.
I must admit. You might think it's strange, yeah, you might be disgusted, but all I think of is a mitt full of mustard. I must admit.
I digress.
The jam was good. Over to you.
Oh, yeah. It was like a Black Forest cake, really, when you add the jam and the cream. But I've got to say, cakes and muffins can get fucked in my mind. I mean, I still eat it, but they're not my favourite.
I feel upset now you've said
cakes.
Yeah,
your little hand is on your hip like a little teapot.
What do you mean cakes?
Yeah, don't like
them. Never seen you refuse a bit of cake.
I'll eat it. I'm not an animal. I'll eat it. Anyway, what's happened for me this week?
Sue's a bit Hoity-toity for a piece of cake.
No, I'll have it.
You know what? Next time there's cake, I'm going to tell everybody you don't like cake.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have your piece.
That's fine. Bring out a Danish any day. Hey, you know what's happened for me this week?
Well, you don't like mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
No, clearly you don't.
Rosie has this a very annoying habit now. She's passed it on down the lineage down to George as well. So both of her and George, whenever I'm around other people, they'll find it really funny and to tell people that don't know me very well that I don't like mushrooms.
Well, the best part about it is
I like mushrooms.
But you do have a low tolerance for mushrooms. So like probably every three or fourth time there's mushrooms, you'll be like, I actually don't want those mushrooms because you don't like them if they're too slimy or if they're too mushroomy. Listen,
I don't like them too mushroomy. No, I like
she
mushrooms.
She doesn't like mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
If you see Sam and you invite her for dinner, just remind her I won't make anything with mushrooms in it because I know you don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, don't do a mushroom ragu or anything, but I don't mind a mushroom in something.
Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that?
Let's get the whole sting, shall we?
What was that?
Would you rather drink weed or a bottle of fat? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that?
Would you rather?
I would rather.
Would you? Would you rather?
I've got some crackers this week.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll get the hummus.
Okay.
Would you rather? Yeah.
Have a splinter under your fingernail?
Ooh.
Or chili on your vagina?
Oh, chili on my vagina.
I love the sounds. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah, I've got chili on my vagina. I prefer the splinter. And everybody knows that it's summer and winter. Winter.
I knew where you were going.
So, what is it?
I've got to get these bloody buttons right today.
Normally you press my buttons. Today you're doing a really shit job of it.
Sorry. I would rather have chili on my vagina 100% because I can wash that off.
Ooh, it takes a while. And even if I've tried milk.
I've had milk in my life as well.
I've had it on my vag.
I've tried milk. And that didn't work, the milk on the vag?
No. And also I think one time a friend of mine had thrush, right? And someone said to put yogurt on there.
Oh, my God.
And that person didn't have any plain yogurt, put on flavoured.
That's just the worst. That's disgusting.
Is it?
Yep.
But you choose chili on your vagina over a splinter under your finger.
Splinter under your fingernail is the worst thing ever. I don't like it.
You're a wuss.
I had one the other day. I had to get it out with a pin.
I know. I almost called a whambulance.
Pun. I had a pun.
Hit me.
All right. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Only ever for the rest of your life be able to write with crayons or finger paint?
Crayons. Finger paint would just be so annoying after a while.
Your finger would be pretty dirty.
Yeah. And you get more than one finger or you have to use the same finger?
No, I reckon you could change fingers.
We're still talking about painting. All right. Okay. How about you?
I would rather use crayons.
Okay, great. Now, what about this? Would you
it didn't
rather
seem like you really cared about my answer?
No. Would you rather drink a cup of snot or a cup of cyanide?
Definitely cyanide. Goodbye to my life.
See you later.
I'm not drinking a cup of snot.
She died not drinking snot.
Oh.
Oh, you're gagging.
I don't
even
want to know what your answer is because that's just the most disgusting thing ever.
I wasn't thinking about it.
I'm going to hit you with one.
Do it.
Oh, all right. Would you rather be a musician or a magician?
Well, that's a bit of an inside joke, isn't it?
Having been confused for both.
Yeah. Magician or a musician?
Or a magician.
Nat and I were at the pub one night and we met this lady who could not say the word musician.
Or did she genuinely think you were a magician?
No, because she was talking about the person singing on stage and we were at the bar and she goes, oh, I'd just love to be able to sing music, like be able to play music like that, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she goes, yeah, just to be a magician would be amazing. And we went, what? And she said, being a magician, it would be incredible. And I said, do you mean like the man who pulls out a rabbit out of his hat?
Or the woman. Or the woman. Non-binary person.
Sorry, I am the tiger. So sorry. The tiger that pulls the rabbit out of the hat.
And then eats it.
What are they called? And she said, magician. I said, and someone who plays guitar and sings? And she said, magician.
Musician.
We had a very confusing conversation and cracked up a lot. What was the question?
Would you rather be a magician or a musician? If you had to choose between either and you
magician,
could
be a really good one?
Yeah, genuine.
Ah, magician.
Magician.
Do you know what I'm saying? You know, the person, I'd like to play music. I'd like to play music. What about you? Magician or magician?
Oh, it's tempting to be a magician.
Would you be a magician or a magician?
I think I'd have to be a musician.
Come back to it. Yeah, come back to me.
Go.
One more?
Last one.
Would you rather marry Cameron Diaz or Reese Witherspoon?
Oh. Well, didn't she get murdered?
Who?
Reese, what's her name?
She was murdered?
Yeah, what's her name? Reese?
Reese Witherspoon?
No, with a knife.
For those people out there, that's my favourite joke and I love
it. And I just did it to you.
Yeah, I let you
Sam
do it.
Sam does that joke to everyone. Like literally, she's even tried to do it. I think you even tried to do it to like my parents.
Yeah.
And they didn't Fizzer. Know.
Fizzer. It actually, I don't mind the challenge now when people don't know who that is. I have to really dig hard. I did a 20-minute on someone once who was like, have no idea who Reese was.
Too good.
Have you All got right. one more? We finished.
No, I think.
You sure?
All right. I'll do a really quick
Go
for
on
you.
Then.
All right.
Don't make
Would
it a dumb one.
Would you rather have to tell the truth about a lie you've told or lie about the truth?
Oh, I really like that one.
Thank you.
But back to the chili on the vagina.
Was it you?
No. The chili on the vagina was, yes, but the fresh was also. And I tell you what. Strawberry yogurt does not thrush away.
Stop.
All right. No, it wasn't me. It was a friend. Okay. Tell a lie about a truth or tell the truth about a lie.
That you've told.
Tell the truth about a lie.
Oh, so you've told a lie. This does my head in. You've told a lie and you have to tell the truth about it. Or you're going to have to tell a lie.
I think I'd rather tell the truth.
About the lie you've told?
Yeah.
Burning.
I feel sick about it. Have you got something to say? Now's the time to do it. Just you and me.
I have not. Hey, guess what it is time for?
What is it time for?
It is time for.
Come on.
Is it soup or is it spaghetti? This is us having a guessy. It's a special guest recipe guest. Cha-cha-cha.
You know, we sound so happy in that little stint.
And the reality is we're not really that happy.
Very special guest, recipe guest today.
Yeah. No more special than everyone else.
Every day is a special, very special guest, recipe guest.
I'm looking forward to this one a lot.
Yep. So our mate Nico, who happens to be also known as Nicolette Forte.
I also call her Nichos.
And otherwise known as Egg Rock. She is a phenomenal musician.
Yep.
And if you've ever been lucky enough to see her play, is all I can say. And if you haven't been, we're never getting out of COVID lockdown, so look her up on the internet.
And also, she has – I'm surprised that this person doesn't sort of – like every time you see her, that her chest doesn't explode because her heart is so big. I'm surprised
she and her partner,
she's still
Katie,
got, yep.
are both such rays of sunshine. We'll turn up to meet them. We'll be in like – all black.
Lesbian black.
Lesbian bank robber. And they are in every colour that has ever been made.
Every colour of the rainbow. They're wearing it. And their beautiful little nugget marigold is also just colourful, colourful, colourful.
It's like three little rainbow unicorns trotting towards us.
It is. But it's my secret mission to convert Marigold to a lesbian bank robber and just ruin their lives
Definitely.
Forever.
Yeah. All right. Let's call Nico.
Let's do it.
Oh, g'day.
Nicolette Forte.
Hello.
On the end of our telling bone. I can't believe it.
Did you order a large vegetarian pizza? Because there's one coming
your
way.
Nah.
Hi.
And you get a car.
Hi.
We're excited.
I thought that was the sound of like a coffee machine. I was thinking, oh yeah.
cappuccino for me, please.
No, it's clapping. Listen.
I can see how you can hear a cappuccino.
Yeah, now you say clapping, I'm like, oh, yeah, clapping. But my mind was with coffee this morning.
Yeah, but you know what?
What's that?
It
like
also
a herd
sounds,
of elephants.
Sounds like a eggs frying sometimes, clapping. Anyway.
Now, Nicolette, this...
Speaking of food...
This is Rosie, this is my sound. And this is Sam.
Cool.
And this is my sound.
Don't be swayed by the fact that her sound is louder than mine.
And better.
We're gonna do... You've got a recipe for us?
Got a recipe. Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll guess it?
Look, you can give it a go.
We're not.
I believe in you.
Very good at this game.
Hey, have you got your little monkey chunk in the background there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're in the park as we speak. She's having some snacks.
For the listener out there, we're talking about Goldie.
That's just, right. Oh yeah, there she goes. She's talking about toys now.
Great.
Well, noise and toys.
Who does she want to tell us the recipe?
Hey, Gold. Do you want to talk to Mance and Danger? Can I say hi?
Hi, Mance.
Oh, hi, Goldie. Hey, Goldie Pants.
Hey, hello, Dave.
Hi, Goldie.
That's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. Oh, my God.
Well, we just got all like Goldie tingles. All right. That's great. See you later, Nico. Bye.
All right. Ciao.
Okay, hit us.
All right. Go. All right. Hit us with the first thingy. What's it called?
First ingredient?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. 2 tablespoons of sherry vinegar.
Ooh.
Oh, that's thrown us completely. Nice. Okay. It sounds like an old person's dish.
Go.
Okay.
No, that's it. That's the recipe. Just chop that down.
Ooh, mum's tipple.
All right, next thing. One another ingredient. Mm-hmm. All right. 2 tablespoons soy sauce.
Ooh, it does sound like a 70s dish.
Keep going.
More?
Yeah.
All right. 2 litres vegetable stock.
Uh-huh. So it's a soup of sorts. Keep going.
More?
Yeah.
A sprig of rosemary.
It's such a 70s, it's like something.
Soy sauce, vinegar, veggie stock, rosemary. Keep going.
2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
Worcestershire sauce or Worcestershire.
Some sort of gravy.
This is something that, what's her name, Flo Bjocke-Petersen made or something.
Flo Bjocke-Petersen?
You remember Joe Flo?
No.
You know Joe Bjocke-Petersen?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Not really.
Well, his wife was like a cook.
Right.
And she made this kind of stuff. Okay. And she would have had sherry in her shit all the time. All right.
Hit us with the next thing.
All right, it's going to throw you off, potentially.
Okay, we're pretty
if
off.
It's going to be a lamb bone already. Or something, it's going to throw us off.
1 tin of coconut cream.
It's thrown me. This is unbelievable. I mean, we're pretty shit at this game, but this is the worst.
All right.
I think we're going through a tunnel.
I'm going to guess.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
There's 2 more ingredients.
Oh, but Rosie's just buzzed in.
It's a potato, creamy potato bake.
What?
Yeah.
You get points off for that guess.
That's such
good try,
a good guess.
But
there's no potatoes in the dish.
Well, she hasn't said the next. Okay, what's the next thing?
All right, next ingredient.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess anything other than what Rosie said. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, next
ingredient. Ding.
All right,
next ingredient.
Yeah.
Now, this is a preference thing, but I'll have to put in some a bag of gluten-free penne pasta. You'd like that, Samantha, gluten-free.
Wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't mind guessing this freaking recipe, though.
Cauliflower pasta bake.
Where's the cauliflower? Is there cauliflower in there?
Okay.
There's a part.
So she might be about to say it.
Good try, but no.
So far it doesn't. It sounds like the sherry's really thrown me from the start. All right. Yeah. Is it one more ingredient?
One more ingredient.
Listen to my voice. Okay. Yeah.
Loads of chopped up mushrooms.
So it's
mushroom pasta. White mushroom pasta. Mushroom pasta with white sauce.
No.
Pasta soup. Pasta fizzoli. pasta fazzoli or something.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, pasta fazzoli or something.
Pasta bake.
No, it's a soup. Nah. It's a soup. I'll say it again.
You're on the right track with soup.
So I get half points for some kind of Italian soup. Italian old lady soup.
Soup d'Italia.
Soup di Nico.
Soup di pasta.
No. Soup di Nico.
No, see, I've thrown you off. I've not gone Italian.
Oh.
Oh, Greek.
So should I tell you what it is?
Yeah. It's Thai noodle soup.
Oh, with rosemary?
It's mushroom stroggers.
Stroganoff.
But I call it stroggers. Australianized it, you know?
Are you strong enough to guess the recipe?
Well, vegano as well. Vegano.
The soy sauce.
Yeah.
The vinegar.
Yeah.
What are you putting vinegar in there for?
And sherry.
Oh, what gives it that really, like, you know how it's got that really, like, deep flavor, like that really strong kind of almost gravy-ish flavor.
I'm going to have to listen back to this.
The sherry and the coconut milk. Coconut milk. They together, they just make it like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. People so, will.
When you're coming over, make us this stroganoff.
When Dan says I can.
Come on, Dan. We can't see each other's.
But well, that was amazing. You totally floored us. And, you know, it's
good.
Not that hard to do. But.
No, look, we will admit we're pretty shit at this game, but that really got us.
That was particularly awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Nico.
Yeah. No worries, crew. Thanks for the call.
Oh, and see you, Gold Pants. Where are you?
Hey, Goldie, you want to say bye-bye? Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, she said bye. She's doing other stuff, mate.
Prove it.
Two-year-old.
Prove it.
She's got stuff
busy.
Going on.
Yeah. She's conquering the world. She's
got flowers to pick, stuff like that.
With flowers in her hair. That is so lovely. Thanks so much, Nico.
Nico, we love
no
you
worries.
So much. You're a legend wrapped in legend skin. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Roswa.
Hey, Samantha.
Guess what I like?
Dogs.
Oh, I do like dogs.
Yeah.
But guess what I like? Guess what I love?
What do you love?
Hats.
I do know that about you. Yeah. Why are you telling me?
Because we got a new sponsor for the podcast.
Who is it?
Feather and Drum.
Oh, no way. Yeah. They're so cool.
I know. You dream it and Feather and Drum will bring it to life. If you're after a lid that helps you express who you are, whether it's on stage or in the crowd, a Feather and Drum custom-made hat is going to get you there.
That's what I want.
Uh-huh.
See, because in a world of fast fashion, this is really a chance to step back and experience the luxury of having something crafted by hand and made, like, just for you. The way things used to be, you know, like back when you were born and stuff. All Feather and Drum hat bodies are received rough, then blocked on vintage wood blocks, trimmed, hand-stitched, bashed, shaped, and dressed by the hand of drummer Cat Lay. I wouldn't mind being dressed by the hand of drummer Cat Lay.
Yeah, and that's not even the best bit. Guess what?
What?
If you mention Truettes, you get 5% off your hat.
5% off your hat.
Yeah, and all you have to do is go to featherandrum.com.
Featherandrum.com.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
And it is.
I'm just going to let the dog up on the couch. Come on.
And it is time for
the relationship quiz.
Good dog. Okay. Ruby says hi, by the way, everyone. She says high five.
Buck. You ready? Buck. Buck.
Rosie's just so happy. Was a recording.
Was that the cutest woof you've ever heard? Okay, I'll rub your belly.
The relationship quiz. What are we doing this work?
Well, you chose this. So
I know. So I take full responsibility for just how crap it's going to be.
What type of car would you be? That's what this quiz is.
Great.
I'll do the first question. While sleeping, you hear some creaking coming from the kitchen downstairs. You rev up your chainsaw. It's robber sawing time. You bark like a pit bull. You ignore it. It's probably just the wind. You call the cops at once. You pull the sheets over your head.
I'd like my answer to be different, but mine is ignore it. It's probably just the wind.
And I am going to rev up my chainsaw. Definitely.
You would not.
I totally would.
You would. I think that you would you always say, Sam, go and see who it is.
I would make you rev up your chainsaw.
Mm.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is that better? Okay. Question two, shall I read it?
You read it. I'm tired.
Put it on my tongue. You realize that you forgot to write that big paper due in an hour.
Mm.
you ask for a really long extension. I don't know why hair extensions would help.
I'm thinking extension pole because of work.
Put on your sharpest outfit and see if your professor is interested in a student-teacher relationship. Sit down and write as fast as you can and triple space it. Wet your eyes and prepare a story about your dying great aunt, or print out an erotic story from the internet.
That's mine. I would cheat.
Okay. Definitely. I would wet my eyes and prepare a story about my dying great aunt.
You would.
Yeah.
Dying great aunt or great aunt who's dying. I think they didn't word that very well. Anyway, moving on.
All right.
When flipping through, I'm untired now. When flipping through channels, TV channels, you usually stop when you see a hot or half-naked celebrity.
Right.
Celebrity. Can't stand the noise anymore and reach for a good book. Get to the Science Channel. Get to HBO. See The Real World is on. What is The Real World?
I don't know. I'm going to read a book.
Stop. Oh, if I see someone hot. Yep, there we go. Next.
Your neighbour is playing his awful music way too loud. This has happened to me.
This is John next door. I doubt it.
No, but I used to live underneath this guy who used to...
uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. He's always on top of me. My very first apartment, he would take heroin and then...
The story's going downhill.
Put music on really loudly, take heroin and fall into a kind of stupor.
Oh.
The music would be so loud.
Still going.
2 o'clock in the morning, he'd get up, take heroin and put the music on and then go into such a stupor. And we'd all be standing outside the apartment, not just me and my housemate, but like everyone from the apartment blocks banging on his door, people calling the cops.
How do you know he was doing heroin?
Because he told us.
I feel sad for him.
Yeah, he said, sorry, guys. When I do heroin, I often lose track of what's happening.
No shit.
I thought, fair enough. But it was a bit annoying with the music. But options are put in earplugs, cry silently and write a letter to the manager. Yep. Learn to enjoy it. It's kind of catchy, actually. Pull the fire alarm and evacuate the entire building. Go knock on his door to tell him his music is both loud and awful. Play your music much, much louder and put the speaker against the wall.
I like pulling the fire alarm.
Okay. I would have to tell him his music was awful. Unless it was good.
Yeah. Unless you're like, hey, any chance you could turn that up just a bit? Have you got 11 on there? Because you're at 10. Could you turn it up? All right. You going?
Okay. If you could be in the circus, you would like to be a clown, a ringmaster, a magician.
Or a magician.
An animal trainer or an elephant.
Oh, definitely an elephant.
Really?
Not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
I know. Awful.
Okay. Just so off now.
I'd have to be a magician.
I would like to be the ringmaster. Thanks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Except we both know that I would choose magician and then just tell you what to do the whole time.
Yeah, you'd be the magician and the ringmaster and I'd be just sitting going, okay.
Yours?
Your internship in the city lets out an hour early.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't relate to me in any way.
Me neither.
Leaving you with some time to kill. You go clubbing, shopping, to see that blockbuster you've been waiting for. Try out a new restaurant or home. You go home to catch up on sleep.
I reckon if
I was doing an intern. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No,
you go.
You were doing an internship.
No, I'm doing the intern. Lucky me. So I definitely have to go home and sleep. No, I'm doing the internship.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd be really, really tired because I wouldn't really know what to do.
You'd be so stressed out.
I'd be stressed out going, your internship. What is this?
What am I doing?
Why am I being treated like shit?
I don't even know what my ship is for.
I know. Who's in charge of this ship? Where's the captain? Where's the captain of this ship? Home to catch on sleep. What's yours?
I'm going shopping.
Aww.
I never get to go shopping in the city.
Great.
I love to spend all
of
our money.
Pick up something for me.
Your mother's side of the family is coming over for dinner, but you haven't had time to clean the house yet. You just smile really big. What's important is that family is together. Have you met my mother's side of the family? Put a tablecloth in the backyard. Voila. Or as your mum would have said, Viola. Picnic. Welcome them to your cleaning and cooking party.
Oh, imagine.
Or call a catering company and a maid service.
Oh,
don't like that. Do your best to dust and throw together some sort of leftover medley. That's me.
Did you say medley?
Medley.
I think it's medley.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not
the, I also like to say triathlon.
You do say triathlon.
I'm an extra letter kind of girl. You get more than you were worth with me.
Yeah, but imagine how much time you've wasted in your life with the extra letters. You could have saved a lot of time. Oh, sorry, you could have saved a lot of Tim.
You know what? I'm feeling really like I just had a hot flush of anxiety thinking I'm an efficient person.
I know.
This is, you've uncovered something.
I've ruined your lift.
Drastic.
I'm saving time now.
I can see that. Well, I'll just call you Sat for the next 2 days and I'll make up for it. Because well, I don't think I've said medley or triathlon that many times in my life.
No, but you have said it wrong a lot.
Yeah, but if I say Sa instead of Sam.
Oh, I get it. I think you're going to have to really say
just
it a
for
lot.
For a week.
No, I'm thinking Sa. A couple of years. A couple of years. The answer to me, for me, would be I just like the fact that there's viola in there. I'm going with viola. Voila. Tablecloth in the backyard. Boom. Would you go?
Yeah, I said I would
I was
throw it single. Together.
Okay.
Same as you. Medley.
Viola, medley,
go
triathlon. If you could live the life of one of these actors, you would choose to be Reese Witherspoon's in there.
No, wasn't it? Didn't she get murdered?
George Clooney? Did she? Who?
Reese.
She was murdered. Reese. Reese Witherspoon.
Do it. Do it.
Reese Witherspoon
with a knife. George Clooney,
Johnny Depp,
Judy Dench.
Dench! I don't know who you could be saving time with these letters as well.
Oh, I'm hot.
Bruce Willie.
I would go to be, I think George Clooney always looks happy in those ads where he's drinking coffee.
Yeah, and he's had a lot of good women.
Has he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, I know a lot about George.
Who are you going for?
I'm going for Reese. Even though she's dead.
With a spoon. You agree to meet a blind date at a nice restaurant, but when they arrive, you realize they're three times your age. You explain you're uncomfortable and apologize profusely. You make subtle jokes about the age difference all night. That'd be you. You scream and run from the table. You smile politely and wait for the emergency call you've arranged to have your friend give you. Smart. You try to seduce him or her. You could get used to the expensive food.
Oh, it didn't say that they were rich blind date.
I'm going with the last one.
But you don't know that they're rich.
But the novelty, for the novelty factor of like, I would be, that means I'd be going out with someone who is approximately 120.
And imagine explaining that you're uncomfortable and you apologize.
The fact that they were on the date in the first place, I'd have to sleep with them. If they came out at 120. For a date with me.
Oh, they need to get something for that.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
I'm going
you probably
with
have
that.
To marry them.
Probably would.
Marry that old person.
What are you choosing?
I'm going to, I'd make subtle
You'd
jokes
You'd be
about
making
it.
Subtle yeah, jokes the whole time. Looks like you dropped your eye in that soup. Got your eye on that soup? It looks like you've dropped your eye in that soup.
Hey, waiter, could you, this tablecloth is wrinkly. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry, it's you. Okay. Okay. Needs ironing. Back in this is the last question. Back in elementary school when the kickball teams, this is so American.
I don't know what any of this means.
When kick, well,
let's change it. Back in primary school.
Back in primary school
when they were choosing the cricket team.
Oh, how about back in primary school when they were doing tunnel ball?
What's tunnel ball?
What? You don't know what tunnel ball is?
No.
Oh, we grew up so different.
Cricket. We played cricket or footy. And I was shit at both of them.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Why you're not lying?
Back in primary school when they were choosing the teams.
Yeah. Being chosen. You were team captain or you chosen first or you just skipped PE or you didn't play. You were the cheerleader or you got picked last.
Picked last.
Oh, honey. Guess what I was?
You were the captain.
Yep.
Yeah.
This has been my favorite podcast. That we've ever done.
I got picked last.
Submit.
And I so really wanted to get your result. Take
you know
a short
what?
Survey to get your result.
Do you know what we're going to do?
It's asking for my age. I'm going to say I'm 65 and over. That means I'm going on a date with an 180-year-old.
I'm going to say I'm male under 13. Here we go.
Woo!
I'm a Mini Cooper.
You're a Mini Cooper.
What are you?
I'm a Ferrari Enzo.
Oh, my God.
You're quick, you were slick, and ever so cool. Your ostentatious showiness may put some people off. But your friends know you're the real deal. Not the result you wanted? Try and again.
Yeah, try with different answers. How's mine? I am a Mini Cooper. Everywhere you go, you turn heads with your charm and charisma. You're no deep thinker. Fuck off. I hate this quiz. It's gone from being my favorite
Everywhere you go.
Podcast.
You know, deep thinker.
I'm sorry. But taking life seriously can be such a drag. It's kind of true.
Still, the no deep thinker.
Song of the week. We do a new song each song of the week. Always a new song.
You're a crack up. You know what? If there were chances that we could have a choice to have someone else do the podcast with me that could actually do the buttons, I would choose them today. I love you, but you've been very crap at it.
Crap.
At doing
you
the buttons.
You have been crap.
Okay. Get off it. One more button and that's it.
All right. Song of the week.
Guess what time it is? It's the song of the week time, which you've just said.
Song of the week. Always in a song of the week. Always in a song. Okay. Song of the week.
It's like you've just had the opposite of heroin.
Yeah.
Did someone slip you a little fast pill?
Heroin.
Yes.
I am just excited to do this song because we genuinely have only just finished writing it this morning.
Yep.
So it is fresh.
It's like our sheets. It's like our not sheets. Very fresh. We need to change
but
our sheets.
It's like
after
our
this.
House because we cleaned it today. Top to bottom. We'd kind of fall into a bit of a rut of like, what's the point in cleaning it if no one ever can come over?
Yeah. But it got gross.
Then we were like, this is no fun.
Yeah. What was this on the floor? That's what we said. I picked up something and went,
So this week's song of the week.
And also how I was walking along today and I was in socks and I stepped on something and I instinctively knew exactly what it was. It was a bit of cooked rice. That's the story.
And
that
is such a good story.
What part of the story
what
did you like the best?
What I like best about that story.
Was it the start, the middle or the end?
But I will point out that the reason you were able to know that it was cooked rice on the bottom of your foot is because we had cleaned the house from top to bottom and there was nothing else it could be.
No, it couldn't have been that because that's what it – yeah, I'm like princess and the pea, but
princess and the cooked rice.
Princess and the cooked rice on the bottom of my clock.
So today's song of the week.
Let's get to it.
Do you want to introduce it at all or
– hi, song of the week. This is Rosie and this is Sam.
It's a song about like what can we do to be a bit better? Right? Sometimes we want to like give in to being a little bit less better and this is a song about...
Yeah. Everyone's had those moments where you go, I fail. I mega fail. Yeah. I didn't do very well there. I could probably do better.
I don't know. It's not resonating with me. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
If the top's off the bottle, then screw it back on. If something needs doing, don't do it later on. If you had too many, don't have another bomb. Try to be a good human. You can hold the door for the person coming in. If you can't swim, maybe just don't swim. Tell somebody there's something on their chin. Try to be a good human. Try to be as good as you can be. Don't give in to your asshole quality. Plants need water, give them some.
You don't know what to say, maybe hold your tongue.
If you got the words wrong, then you could just hum. Try to be a good human. If the dishwasher's done, don't pretend you haven't seen it.
Someone's allergic, don't crack the peanuts.
If you're gonna say sorry, act like you mean it. Try to be a good human. Try to be as good as you can be. Don't give in to your asshole qualities. Try to be as good as you can be. Don't give in to your asshole quality. And if the toilet roll is finished, don't just leave it there. Someone else will need it when they're sitting there. If
the dog needs walking, walk the bloody dog.
If the fire's going out, chuck on the bloody log.
If you don't like kissing, then don't bloody snog.
Try to be a good human.
If you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound.
Don't complain about my chewing sounds.
Well, if it's your turn, buy another round.
Try to be a good human. Try to be as good as you can be. Don't give in to your asshole qualities.
Hey,
try to be as good as you can be. Don't give in to your asshole qualities.
Try, good as you can be.
Asshole qualities. Yeah. Oh. Try to be a good human. Try to be a good human.
Thanks, Ruby. Ruby just did the bell. So you're going to try and be a good human?
I'm going to give it my best shot. There were so many things that could have gone into that song that didn't make it yet.
Yeah.
We need to do Try to Be a Good Human part two, I think.
Absolutely.
Well. That's it for us today.
Stay tuned for nothing until the next thing.
And that is the Tuck Shop Ladies' Motto.
Hey, we didn't give a shout out to all of our listener, Tiff. Hi, Tiff.
Truettes Season 3 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page. If you'd like to join in the fun and have your name read out here, jump on board. Huge thanks to
Melina Viking,
Jess,
Dermot Coffey,
Hannah Morell,
Louise White,
Yaminga and Bill,
Michael Bentley,
Nancy Shafran,
Danny Gibbons,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Storm Eros,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Andrea Cohen,
Tiff Lowe's, Tiff,
Marcus Ray,
Kate Bernard,
Barb Milanus,
Mark Zabaye,
Barbara and Ellen,
Johnny G,
Catherine Guy,
Margaret Dyson,
Amanda Owen,
The Worth Family,
Robert Giles,
Louise and Dave,
Janine Patterson,
Stephanie Lassard,
Sherry Butler,
Marie,
Jennifer Day,
Lyndall Montgomery,
Wazza Jenkins,
Carol,
Jeff and Tamara,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Dennison,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCartney,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Richard Parton,
Caroline Jorge. If you like what you hear, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like and share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Tuck Shop Ladies.
Tuck Shop Ladies are Sam Lowe's and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com or stalk us on YouTube.
Thank you. Have a happy day.